There's another potential pipeline being considered in Minnesota, and 13 young people ages 16 to 24 are making history in the fight against it, joining environmental and indigenous groups in court without a lawyer to present their case against Enbridge Energy's Line 3 project. Now, this is a planned pipeline from Alberta, Canada to Superior, Wisconsin that would replace an older pipeline along a different route. Enbridge is asking a judge to recommend to the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission that the pipeline be okayed, but Minnesota allows for so-called citizen interveners to argue their case as well. And this group, which calls itself the Youth Climate Interveners, convinced a judge to give them standing, saying that young people should have a voice because the pipeline could make climate change worse and affect their generation disproportionately. Think Progress says it's the first time in history a group of young people has successfully petitioned the court to represent themselves in a case like this. Akilah Sanders-Reed is an organizer at the Power Shift Network, a nonprofit that supports young people in their efforts to stop the climate crisis. She's also coordinator of the Youth Climate Interveners and joins us now from St. Paul. Akilah, when the judge said you can stand up and be interveners, were you surprised?
I was shocked. It was really unprecedented, and I just remember being so overwhelmed and joyful to know that the judge had heard our voices and had granted us standing as a party, despite the fact that Enbridge Energy, the pipeline company, had very loudly objected to us being allowed into the process.
Well, you were surprised, but were you prepared? Now, you are 23 years old. You graduated last year from McAllister College, studied environmental studies with a focus in history. You had to sort of crowdsource a legal degree to figure out how to do this. What did you and the others do?
We began doing research on some of the local impacts of climate change here in St. Paul and to some of the areas that would be impacted by the pipeline route itself, and started doing research on different topics, trying to find experts who could speak on our behalf. And that includes folks like local climate scientists, professors, ecologists, public health professionals, and indigenous elders. And we were able to pull together a group of 10 highly qualified experts in those fields who are now able to speak in front of the judge as expert witnesses, competing with Enbridge's experts, who are things like chemical engineers and pipeline integrity engineers and things like that.
Well, you know, you had others show you how to find out what the administrative rules are. It's online. As you well know, the supporters of the pipeline say that until cleaner energy comes along, this is what we have and we need it, and it provides jobs. So give me just the thumbnail of what the case is you are making against it, particularly from the point of view of young people.
Well, pipelines like this are unique in that this represents a minimum 60-year investment in one of the dirtiest kinds of fossil fuels, tar sands oil, out of Alberta, Canada, on Earth. And so this isn't just a stopgap measure as we transition to renewables. This is an investment in the fossil fuel industry for the long term. This is saying that this company and anyone who supports it are okay with enormous carbon emissions associated with this kind of oil, far past the deadlines that scientists have set for us to reduce our emissions.
So you have this huge corporation that you're arguing against. Do you understand their point that this courtroom should be for those who've done this before? You know, the stakes are high, and there might be a sympathy factor for kids, and that the company should be able to face people on the same level as them as far as, you know, expertise being in a courtroom?
I think we've proved that we are on a level with them. We've managed to really hold our own against their experts. And the way the Minnesota rules are written is that if an individual feels that they are directly and disproportionately impacted by a decision that's at stake, they are allowed to intervene. So we have a right to be there. We have every right to be in that courtroom and to be representing ourselves. You are not required to retain legal counsel. You are allowed to go in there as an ordinary person and represent what is at stake for you in the decision that's being made.
You say you were inspired in part by Standing Rock. We remember this time last year. Activists camped out trying to stop the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That went forward.
Well, the experiences out at Standing Rock are one of the reasons that many of us got involved in this process this early on, because we don't want this pipeline to get to the point of ever even starting construction. And there are already, you know, cultural and prayer camps in northern Minnesota in case it gets to that point. And I think that the incredible amount of work that everyone has put in is a testament to the fact that no one wants to be in a situation like that again. And that's why we've spent as many hours and as many late and sleepless nights as we have learning this really complicated and inaccessible process so that we can fight this before we get to that point.
We should say you're 23, but you had a 16-year-old arguing with Enbridge paid experts. What was that exchange?
Yeah. One of the youth climate interveners is a 16-year-old indigenous woman named Rose, and she was cross-examining an Enbridge witness, actually under some pretty heavy fire from Enbridge herself. They kept objecting to everything she was asking because they didn't want it exposed that they had no expert who could even remotely speak to the cultural impacts that damage or even construction through a wild rice area would have to the ceremonial, spiritual, and cultural connection that she and her community have to the wild rice beds up north. And Enbridge was just absolutely unprepared to answer her.
That's Akilah Sanders-Reed, an organizer at the PowerShift Network. They're a nonprofit that supports young people who want to try to stop the climate crisis. She's also coordinator of the Youth Climate Interveners, thought to be the first of its kind, young people able to participate in the courtroom. Akilah, thank you so much, and good luck in the next phase.
Thank you so much.